You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
At 8:15, thanks for joining us on this hump day. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and former NOPD chief, joins us now, as he does frequently, to help us take a look at what's going on with crime in the city. Morning, Chief.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad you're here. Looking at what's going on in the jail, we have a mistakenly released inmate that remains at large after a clerical error at the Orleans Parish Correctional Center this week. A convicted killer who escaped more than 2 months ago remains at large after 10 people broke out of the jail. The sheriff is awaiting sentencing on a contempt of court charge for failing to staff weekend hearings in New Orleans. Your thoughts on what we're seeing at the jail here in the city?
I think we're just seeing a continuation of very loose controls and the inability to maintain control. The fact that the Groves is still up for 10 weeks is a bit beyond just the sheriff, because we have local, state, and federal task forces that look for people like him. The fact that he got out is squarely on the sheriff. The fact that this other person was released inappropriately or squarely on the sheriff. One of the things that happens, Dave, is when you're the chief or you're the boss or you're the mayor, the public expects that you are ultimately responsible. If you say, well, I had a breakdown in my chain of command that let this happen, it really wasn't me. The public says, but you picked all those people, so it really is you. So when you have the mantle of office, when you have the uniform, when you have the stars and you have all the responsibility, you can't blame this on anybody else successfully in the minds of the public. Our current sheriff has a checkered history going all the way back to her earliest days in the Office of Independent Police Monitor for being able to tell the truth, for being able to actually get the job done. She received an ethics complaint on her campaign last time that resulted, I believe the Internet News Stories report, I could be wrong, but I believe the Internet News reports that the Ethics Board found her in violation. So, I mean, it's a history and a pattern of incompetent leadership.
Yet she did, after suspending her campaign for reelection, restart that campaign, did qualify, is running for reelection, and I guess coming up in October, the voters will ultimately get the decision if Sheriff Susan Hudson should continue to run the jail in New Orleans.
And she had, look, anybody who can win like she did, they ought to do it if they can. It was an incredibly low voter turnout election when she won. Some estimates are less than 25% of registered voters in Orleans Parish cast a ballot when she ran against Guzman and unseated Guzman. That's very small percentage of the city of New Orleans that chose to vote, but the whole city of New Orleans has to suffer the consequences of those votes. For example, Mayor Cantrell was reelected in that second term for her with that same turnout, less than 25% of the public. But what happens is when elected people get elected with either 70% of the vote or 25% of the vote, 100% of the voters have them as their mayor or sheriff. And we can see there's been some real serious concern the citizens of New Orleans have had about both of those.
Yep, and we know there'll be a change in the mayor's office because the mayor's term limited, and by most analysis and polling, I'd be very surprised if there is not a new sheriff in town after the October election. So we will wait and see what happens there. Crime continues to go down with every report we get from the NOPD, the Metro Crime Commission, and others who track crime in the city. The only crime that NOPD reported going up consistently in the last several weeks and months is shoplifting. We did see aggravated burglary increase just a little bit in this week's reports, but nearly every other crime in the city is down double-digit percentages. How long can the NOPD continue to see these huge drops week after week, month after month, quarter after quarter, and year over year?
It's a great question, Dave, because we can measure crime. It's those events that are known by the police or discovered by the police. But measuring crime isn't the same as public safety feelings. Public safety is a feeling. It's how people feel. Crime is a number that's usually about half off anyway. However, you know, the NOPD and the community should be feeling better that there's less crime and there's less feeling of crime. But it comes back to the same point, and I'm just a broken record on this. I would say to Helena Moreno, Royce Duplessis, Judge Hunter, whoever's running for mayor, if the NOPD in the city is experiencing significant and continuing crime declines with about 900 people, it begs the question.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do we need 1,200? And nobody's done any real consequential math analytics of this since I was chief 10 years ago. So a mayor can do that. They can put out an RFP. They can get the best company in the country. They can come in and say, hey, this is how many police officers you need. Then the police officers, the public, and the political class can have a level setting. We need 900. We need 1,200. We need whatever the number is, as opposed to guessing. That gives more confidence for us to be able to say the police department must have done something, not just the changes in the timing, right? I mean, if the police officers in New Orleans who are doing a tremendous job, according to polling, according to observation, are still seeing a reduction in crime with what is arguably 400 less people than what they should have, then you have to start asking, what is the number they should have? Perhaps if they had more officers, they could even do more crime reduction and proactive problem solving with neighborhoods. But until you get somebody to come in who knows how to do this, there's companies all over the country to do it. Mine does it. We wouldn't submit probably. You got to have that number so everybody knows what the target is. Instead of saying, we're going to recruit to 1,200. What if 1,200 isn't the right number if you have crime going down with 900?
Yeah, you got to know scientifically. You got to have some analysis to know what you need. We're talking with Ronald Surpass. When we come back, I want to talk about the critics who say the only reason crime is going down in New Orleans is because it's a national trend. It's going down just about everywhere, and it's going to go back up when the rest of the nation sees an increase. We'll get his thoughts on that after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Ronald Surpass about crime. Chief, how do you respond to those folks who say, yeah, it's great, crime is down in New Orleans at historically low levels, but we're seeing that across the country, and as the trend nationwide rebounds and criminals start committing more crimes, we're going to see the same thing here in the Crescent City?
You know, it's fascinating. I was talking the other day to the good, bright sheriff, Newell Norman, and I noted that I had been in this business 45 years, and it struck me, Dave, that he's been in this business 50 years. Half a century, Newell Norman has been in policing. And I think he, like I, would say this, crime is cyclical. It does have waves that come and go, sometimes for reasons we can understand, if you think maybe that some birthort cohort studies could give you a sense of when a greater number of children born in at-risk conditions are a bigger number. That's sometimes very helpful and predictive. So the fact that crime ebbs and flows across the country is not unusual. And in some cases, you'll have the country going in one direction and individual cities going in others. Basically, comparing a city to a national trend is not particularly helpful because cities are what they are. They're incredibly different, but you do see them sometimes tracking similarly.
Someone wants to know, how much do you think Troop NOLA has played a role in reducing crime to these historically low levels in New Orleans?
Well, you know, Dave, I was a state police chief for 3 years, and I do recognize the value of state troopers who can come with a very visible physical presence to offset a department's inability to have a physical visible presence due to staffing. We used to do that throughout the state of Washington, particularly during major events. So Troop NOLA would obviously help. They're visible. They're physically on site. They are able to offset what the NOPD has lost in staffing. So back to the point from the first block, until the mayor-elect determines that we have to have a level set of staffing compared to workload, not population, none of that stuff. It's compared to workload. It's a standard that's been used for the last 15 years. Then you can determine, does Troop NOLA make a big difference or not make a big difference? Those calls for service. And here's the other thing, Dave, it's always going to be very careful. Police chiefs know this. If you have very long wait times because of staffing, you will see an artificially reduced crime count because people just stop calling. So we always have to be a little aware of that. Violent crimes tend to be counted a little more accurately. But property crimes, if you are told by your neighbor you got to wait 4 or 5 hours or you call the police for a property crime and they say, oh, we'll get to you tomorrow, that has a very, very diminishing effect on people's willingness to call. So there's a lot to learn here, but we can't keep saying we need 1,200 when we don't know if that's the number. Let's find out what the number is and work for that.
Ronald Serpas, thank you for joining us. I know we'll be talking to you again soon. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back, we're going to talk to the man behind Ivy Waste. I've been joking about it, that all the confusion and legal back and forth, I was afraid that we'd have two companies trying to pick up the same trash from the same cans in the French Quarter starting on Friday. And apparently that is what's going to happen. We'll talk about it after the news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.